It's hard to overstate the importance to the East End artist colony of artist, collector, and patron Alfonso Osorio. In 1949, after forming friendships with Jackson Pollock, as well as other artists and collecting their work, Osorio visited Pollock and his wife, Lee Krasner, in Springs, and spent the summer in East Hampton. 2 years later, he purchased the Creeks, a 57-acre estate on Georgica Pond, where he lived until his death 40 years later. The Creeks became a cultural hub of the East End, a meeting place for artists as well as the home of Osorio's magnificent art collection and gardens. While Osorio's early work was surrealist, in the late 1950s he turned to assemblage. Assemblage is art made by assembling elements, often everyday objects, scavenged by the artist or bought specifically for the piece. These signature works, which Osorio called congregations, were elaborate sculptures and wall pieces, such as the work on view in this gallery. They were created by affixing shells, bones, driftwood, nails, doll's eyes, cabinet knobs, dice, costume jewelry, mirror shards, and other objects to panels. The objects were immersed in a deep fluid ground of swirling color, which created a pulsing profusion of objects. While the pieces have a spontaneous and playful quality, the preparation and gathering of materials for these works took many months, and Osorio carefully deliberated over the smallest details. He made meticulous drawings of the support and configuration, and then the materials would be laid down on the support, removed while the adhesive and ground were added, and finally set into place permanently, with only occasional changes or adjustments being made during the process.